T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, it's Bill and Morgan from the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Q Morning Show on demand. This is our full show podcast.
It's everything we did on the show this morning, except there's no music, there's no interruptions. It's just us.
Thank you for listening. It all starts right now.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
What is good?
Well, it's Thursday.
All right. That wasn't a ringing endorsement for Thursday.
I'm so tired today. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I feel a little slow today, too.
We got to get it going. We got to get the energy up.
Sam Smith, help us out. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Good morning. It's Morgan and Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. You know, when I get here in the morning, Morgan, immediately start reading what's in the news. Okay, what's going to be in trending this morning? What's not? What are people talking about? Sometimes there's a lot of stuff. Sometimes there's not.
Right.
Today, I thought there was a lot of stuff. First of all, the weather yesterday. Did you experience that?
Don't get me started.
Yesterday, that was very interesting.
No, it was horrible.
Well, I didn't think it was horrible. I was actually caught out in that yesterday in the snow.
If it's snowing on March 29th, we're supposed to be done with this. We're supposed to be done with it. It's horrible.
It was only around for, you know, a couple hours.
Doesn't matter.
It didn't accumulate.
Doesn't matter.
I just thought it was fascinating how the weather forecasters had that exactly right yesterday. They had windy in the afternoon, then it's going to rain, then it's going to snow, then it's going to be beautiful sunshine to end the night.
Yeah.
I mean, that is some pretty bizarre weather to have in one day. And for them to get that all correct, and then I don't understand why some weather patterns are easier to predict than the others.
I don't know. We'd have to ask our resident expert, Jeff Tanchek.
Yeah, if I ever meet that guy, that's going to be one of my questions for him. The other thing, Congress is still trying to ban TikTok, still working to ban TikTok this week. And yesterday there was a senator who he made a motion to say, let's just don't even take a vote. We are all going to unanimously agree to ban it. Well, another senator stepped in and said, no, we're not going to do that.
I mean,
so I don't know what they're going to continue to do, but at least yesterday that's what happened.
I mean, like, let's just be honest, because we're all thinking about it. There's way more important things going on in the world right now than TikTok.
Oh, for sure.
Like, get a grip.
For sure. Okay. Amen to that.
Next subject.
What was it? Oh, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial is supposed to be ending today. So the defense is supposed to rest today.
Ooh.
Her husband did not testify this week. Gwyneth Paltrow's husband and her kids were supposed to testify. They did not testify either. They just gave depositions. But I have no idea how this is going to go.
Like, me neither. I haven't really been paying that much attention to it besides what's on my TikTok page.
Yeah. So basically, this accident happened in Park City, Utah back in 2016. It was a skiing accident. And the two descriptions of what happened could not be more opposite. This guy who's suing Gwyneth Paltrow says that she ran into him. Gwyneth is saying that he ran into her.
Right.
He is suing her for $300,000. She is suing him for a dollar and attorney's fees. I have no idea how this is going to go.
I don't know either.
You know what I think would be nice? And I don't know if it's going to happen, but if Gwyneth should win, I think she should still give the guy $300,000. Is that weird?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean,
if I had somebody putting me through the ringer when it didn't actually even happen, I'm not giving him any money.
I just thought it would be a goodwill kind of a thing. I mean, it's not like, I mean, what is $300,000 to Gwyneth Paltrow?
Right. I don't, but if he's lying just to try to get her money.
I know. The thing that has me looking at this, the guy sustained brain damage. That's it. I just thought it would be an act of goodwill, you know, kind of like a PR thing.
Yeah. Well,
to give him money anyway.
Maybe if you're ever in Gwyneth Paltrow's shoes, you could be the bigger person.
I can't afford her shoes.
Yeah. Quite literally.
We don't even go shopping at the same shoe store.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and I were just talking during the Harry Styles song there. She said that I have influenced David, her fiancé.
In a negative way.
And I did something for David. Like, I haven't seen David in months.
I know, but he listens to the show every day on the Odyssey app while he's getting ready for work. He's up getting ready right now, and he works from home, so he listens all morning long. And last night, something happened, and I blame you entirely.
Something I did or said.
Do you have any guesses?
Does it have anything to do with Hogwarts
it
Legacy?
Doesn't, but I knew that's what you were going to guess.
Yeah, I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy on the Xbox like I'm being paid for it. I had to really cut back yesterday. What else could it be if it's not...
So we're laying in bed last night, and our Wednesday night tradition is to watch Survivor together in the bedroom before we go to sleep. So we were watching Survivor, but David had his laptop up because he said he needed to do some work before he went to bed. So I was like, okay, whatever. So it's a commercial break, and he's like furiously typing away, and I'm like, what are you doing? Because at that point, I knew he was done with the work that he had to do. I look over, and it's a chat box that is open, and he's like chatting back and forth with somebody, and I'm like... Who are you talking to that you're sending these paragraphs and they're sending these paragraphs back? An AI robot. And I was like, you, what do you mean an AI robot? You're just chatting with a robot for fun? And he's like, yeah, pretty much. He asked him to explain the Vanderpump Rules drama. And I was like, are you serious? He said he asked the AI robot, explain the Vanderpump Rules drama to a 5-year-old. And the bot said something like, the Vanderpump Rules drama is not appropriate for a 5-year-old, but here's what happened, and went on and on and on. And I was like, this is Bill's fault.
Yeah.
Because all he does is talk about how the AI bots are taking over the world.
So he found the ChatGPT.
Yes.
And did you read what the AI robot wrote about Vanderpump Rules?
No, but David read it aloud, and it was pretty spot on.
Is it right on?
It was right on. Except for the fact they said that Tom and Ariana still worked in the restaurant, which they don't. So still working out some kinks because it wasn't 100% right.
Yeah, that's the thing. And if you're writing like an essay on it or you're doing research and you need to be 100% accurate.
Yeah.
That's where AI can fail you.
I was like, are you serious? Like, do I have to worry about you having an affair with an AI bot this late at night having weird chats?
I was asking ChatGPT to explain, actually, the Sam Smith lyrics.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you about that coming up.
Okay.
Because that is interesting. ChatGPT has a lot of confidence with its answers.
Taking over the world.
Not always correct, though. Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. It's the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill Ryan. Thank you for being here. Morgan was just talking a few minutes ago about how her fiance, David, has been influenced by my obsession lately with ChatGPT.
Yeah, I was in my bedroom last night, and he was just chatting it up with a robot about Vanderpump Rules. I have no idea what influenced that other than Bill talking about it for the past, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's been in the news every day. It's caught my attention. And so I went to ChatGPT, and all you have to do is register. You just have to have a login, and you'll have access to it. So it's really a beta test kind of a site, and you can ask ChatGPT questions. And so from time to time, that's what I'll do. I'll give you an example of how my mind works and the kind of things that I asked ChatGPT. Let's see. I had typed in this question, but now it went away. Hang on. Okay. So I typed in this question. What is the body shop in the Sam Smith song Unholy? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
This song right here.
Yeah. Isn't it just like a car shop? I guess I never thought about it.
Exactly. That's what ChatGPT is there for, or at least for me. I'm sure that's not why they intended to create this thing. But
right.
Yeah. So mommy doesn't know that daddy's getting hot in the body shop.
Right.
What's the body shop? So I type that in. Let me ask ChatGPT. And already it's spitting out an answer. In the Sam Smith song Unholy, the lyrics reference the body shop as a metaphorical place where people go to fix their flaws and imperfections, particularly related to their physical appearance. See, I don't even think this is correct already.
No, I don't think that's right either.
The line, but everybody needs a body to feel like somebody, suggests that the body shop is a place where people seek validation and self-worth through external means, such
as
makeup or cosmetic procedures. This is absolutely 100% incorrect.
Yeah, that's not even a lyric, I don't think.
See, this is where ChatGPT can be faulty, because in the Sam Smith song, the body shop is clearly a strip club, or it is maybe it's a workout place. It's a gym. And so maybe daddy's at the body shop making his body look better. He's working out.
Interesting.
But I think it's a strip club.
I don't know what it is.
Because in the next line, Kim Petras comes on and she's talking about how, you know, she's putting it down and everything else.
Gosh.
Right?
I don't know. Honestly, I never pay attention to the lyrics enough to know what it could potentially be about.
Okay. Well, if you think of questions like that, just let me know.
I got you.
I have the ChatGPT.
I'll write them down.
And if David, of course, has any questions, he can take care of you at home.
Yes.
I will take care of you at work. We've got you covered with your artificial intelligence.
Waking up. Getting you up and going. Waking up. With hit after hit. Rise and shine. After hit. Waking up every day.
Real life. Real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits, always live on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for being here this morning. It's the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Someone texted in at 216-474-0104 to ask, curious if Bill ever tried the ranch ice cream.
Yeah, did you ever find it?
No. They're talking about the Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream that was supposed to be available at Walmart starting on the first day of spring on March 20th. I went to one Walmart. They didn't know what I was talking about. I went to another Walmart. I couldn't find it again, and I just gave up. I was like, okay, well, I don't want it that bad. I'm not going to just keep going to Walmarts every single day.
Right.
Until
I can't believe you went to Walmart like more than once in 1 week. Ooh.
I know, right?
I avoid grocery stores like the plague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I thought it was a good idea at the time, but if I can't find it, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it, I have gone online and I see people actually trying it. I don't know. Maybe it was just a big joke.
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay, so if I play this song right here, Morgan, do you know this song?
I don't know the name of it, but I know the song.
This song is Careless Whisper is the name of the song. It's from Wham from the 80s. The lead singer of this band is George Michael.
Yes, okay.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominated George Michael.
Yes.
Which we should find out in the next few days if he's going to get in. Anyway, the video for this song just hit 1 billion views.
1 billion?
On YouTube. 1 billion people tuning in to see this legendary song from the 80s.
Good for George Michael, honestly.
Which is ironic to me. It's ironic to me that this particular song and video has been seen by a billion people because, quick story, when I was growing up, the place to go when I was growing up in the Dover, New Philadelphia area, it was the skate place, all right? And they used to show videos while we skated. So they played popular music at the time, and they would pull this movie projector screen down, and they'd play videos for songs because MTV was huge, and music videos were big back then.
Sure.
Some mom came in one day and complained about this video.
What? Why?
For this song. I don't know. I've seen it since. I guess she thought it was too risque.
Is it?
For fourth graders to see. I don't think so. I don't remember it being that way. But she said, this video cannot be played anymore. Cannot play it. And she banned Careless Whisper from the skate place.
Did they listen to her? I mean, it's their establishment.
They did. They never showed. In fact, they never played the song ever again. They never played the song or the video ever again.
Well, look who's laughing now. It's George Michael with a billion views.
Censorship. I wish I could remember the name of the mom because I would probably send her an email with a link to the YouTube video.
Wow, you've been holding on to that for a long time.
Remember this? In your face. Okay, trending report. We've got that next. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
You're with the Q 101. Whoops.
Q104 Morning Show?
You're with the Q Morning Show.
Yeah.
It's Q104. We play the hits.
All the above.
My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too. Thank you for being here this morning. So here's what I wanted to get into. I will, from time to time, I'll read those parenting articles that are in basically any publication that you can find. Parenting books, sure. If somebody gives me a good recommendation, I'll read one. I have two boys. They are almost 12 and 8 years old. And I found this. Her name is Dr. Becky Kennedy. She is a clinical psychologist, mom of three.
Okay.
She has her own parenting site. It's called Good Inside. So I'm thinking, all right, she has some credentials. And she claims that her parenting tip helps in a huge way. And it's very simple. It takes only 5 seconds to do.
Okay.
She says it's just as simple as saying to your child, it can be really hard to be a kid, right? She says it's just 10 words, but it's very impactful because when you say it, it matters. Because hearing that line, the kids will connect with their parents because it offers sympathy and understanding and shows kids that mom and dad are seeing the world from their perspective.
I want to know in what context, though. Like, when your son throws the remote control at the TV, mm-hmm. you can't come back to him and say, it's tough being a kid, right?
No, I would not use it in that in that instance, and I didn't because at that point I'm filled with rage. I'm not thinking about parenting articles, but I did try to put this into practical application yesterday when I picked up Drew from school. He's my second grader. He jumps in the car, and he had a field trip yesterday. So my first question to him was, hey, how was your field trip? Boring. So that's the first answer that I get back from him, and I'm like, oh, here we go. So we're driving home, and he's like, where are we going? I said, we're going to go home. I said, it sounds like you need a snack. And he's like, I hate all the snacks we have in the house.
Just not in the mood today, Dad.
And I'm like, really? Why do you hate all the snacks? And I started listing all the snacks that I knew that we had in the house. And he's like, I don't want any of that. I'm like, what do you want? He said, I want Wheat Thins. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I'll make a mental note of that. We'll get you some Wheat Thins. And then I said, it can be really hard to be a kid, right? And he shoots back, yeah, no duh. Glad you finally noticed.
I gotta say, I think the apple doesn't fall far from the tree in your family lineage. Because I feel like that's something that you would say.
Why?
I feel like it's something you would say.
When I get hangry and I don't get my Wheat Thins?
Yeah. Just when you're like stressed out in general. It would just be that type of reaction.
You mean I get a little snarky is what you're saying?
I mean, do we want to talk about the moment just before we jumped on here where you're basically cussing out the GoPro because it didn't turn on?
What did I say? I don't even remember what I said.
We can't turn these on ourselves. Who's supposed to turn them on? Who's supposed to turn them on if we don't turn them on ourselves?
Well, it's true. It's like, how can I do a radio show and turn on cameras at the same time?
I'll turn on your camera. How's that?
I can't do both.
I can turn your camera on for you. No problem.
And it screwed me up too. Go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah.
I was screwed up coming out of the song because I'm trying to turn a camera on while I'm trying to do a radio
show. It's hard being an adult sometimes, isn't it?
I gotta get some Wheat Thins in here. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
All right. We're gonna switch gears a little bit because we're gonna call a family meeting.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we are.
Because Morgan is going through something right now, and I know a little bit about what she's going through. I don't want to say what it is right now, but it is serious.
Yeah, it's not your typical thing that we would discuss. But, and I really thought long and hard about bringing it to the show, but I feel like I need people's help.
I think it's important enough to discuss, and we're going to get into that next on the Q Morning Show.
Wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love it when I listen to it in the morning. It gets me amped up.
Real life, real Cleveland.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Because even with my hoodie on, bet I made you look. Said I made you look.
Megan Trainor on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. Great to have you here. I'm Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too. We're getting into this right now because this is the type of show that is very transparent. When things are going on in our lives, we're going to tell you about it.
Yes.
And not all of it is good. I mean, usually every day we try to come in and put a positive spin on things, but there are things that go on in this world that just aren't fun to deal with.
Yeah.
And Morgan's been dealing with something for a while now, actually. And she was talking to me about it yesterday, and I said, let's go to the show with this. Let's talk about this on the show.
Yeah, and I'm like nervous. Like, my heart is racing, and I don't get nervous. My hands are shaking.
I don't think you should be nervous. I think it's such a serious thing, though.
Yeah.
But I believe, I mean, I've only been with this show for a little over a year, but I know that there's people that are going to be listening to this, and they've gone through this.
Yeah.
And they're going to have some good advice.
Yeah, and that was like the ultimate deciding factor in me wanting to share this, is because I do feel like I need to hear from people that have gone through this, because I feel like completely lost, and I'm going to try not to cry, but I don't think it's going to happen. And I mean, I want to have like the utmost respect for my good friend who's going through this. So I don't want to give away like too many details. But just to kind of give the background of the situation, I have a very good friend. I mean, we talk every day, if that, every other day. Like, we are in constant contact with each other. We went to college together. She's like one of my best friends. She will be a bridesmaid in my wedding. And she lives in West Virginia, so we don't live in the same state. About a month ago, she unexpectedly lost her fiance, and they have a 7-month-old baby. And as you can imagine, it's just been like so terrible. And I don't feel like I am doing a good job at being there for her, because I don't know what's too much. I don't know what's not enough. And like, I'm really struggling because I'm worried about her, and I want her to be okay. And I want her to know that like anything she needs, I'm there. And I know that she does know that, but I'm just really struggling internally because, like I said, I don't feel like I'm doing enough, but I also don't want to do too much and like smother her with it. You know what I mean? Like,
for it to be like a constant reminder for her. Like,
yes.
That's the only reason you keep talking to her, is you keep bringing up this horrible memory now.
Well, we honestly haven't talked a lot about it, because the approach that I've been taking is like, if she wants to talk to me about it, she knows that she can. She knows that she can. And so for the most part, I've just been trying to have like normal conversations with her about, you know, her day to day, what's going on with the baby. But then I feel like, am I being insensitive? Because I'm trying to talk to her about normal things and get her mind off things. I am fortunate enough to, like, you know, be 30 and not have had that much life experience with like tragic loss. You know
right.
what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
So it's like, I don't know if there's any, maybe like a grief counselor or even somebody who has dealt with a significant loss that can maybe tell, and it's not even tell me what I'm supposed to do, but tell me what I'm supposed to do. Because I'm really struggling with it.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I think you're a good friend just for being worried about it.
Oh,
I think you're a good friend by just wondering how to be a friend to somebody that's gone through something this tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I think that's a good first start, and I think you need to give yourself a break a little bit.
Yeah, and I also just feel like even more helpless about it because we're not in the same state. So it's like, it's not like I can just pop over into her house if she needs me to, you know? So I guess just suggestions on how I can be there for her. Maybe someone who's experienced something similar and things that have helped, you know, when it comes to how your friends are supposed to react to these kinds of things.
216-474-0104. Let's open it up right now. I see the phone's ringing already.
Ugh.
So we will play some Taylor Swift. We'll be back and get you some good advice here,
Thanks.
Morgan.
Thanks.
It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. It's almost 7:30. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too. We're talking about something that's going on in Morgan's life right now. You know, a lot of times when we come in and do the show, you know, even if we have a bad day, we're having a bad day. We had a bad day yesterday. You know, if we can talk about it in the air, great. Otherwise, if it's not interesting to anybody else, we'll say, you know, you've got to change your attitude. You know, leave it at the door,
yeah,
as they say. Come in and we've got to do a fun show. There's something that Morgan's been dealing with that she hasn't really been able to do that. And we were talking a little bit about it yesterday, and I said, I think this is something that's relatable to a lot of people, and I think it would make you feel better to talk about it and to hear from other people that are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Quickly, do you want to...
Yeah. I have a very, very close friend that I met in college. We don't live in the same state, but we still talk every day. And about a month ago, she unexpectedly lost her fiancé, and they had a 7-month-old baby. So I am just really struggling with not knowing how to be a supportive friend in this time when I'm so far away. I don't know if I'm doing too much. I don't know if I'm doing too little. So I was really, and this is the first time I've ever had to go through, you know, this big of a traumatic experience when it comes to losing somebody that's important to you. So I just wanted to see if anybody else had maybe some words of wisdom, advice on how I can be the best friend to her in this difficult time, because I don't really know how to do that.
Well, I think they do, because we have every phone line on hold right now. And I don't know if you see the text machine right now just blowing up with texts. So let's start with Kim in Willard. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What can you say to Morgan?
Well, being in your friend's position, I lost my son tragically to the fentanyl crisis in July in Cleveland.
Oh, Kim, we're sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. I like to hear about him. I would like his friends, you know, talk to me, send me videos, send me quotes, and that has gotten me through a lot. And I want to hear about him every day, and I want to be reminded because he was such a big part of my life. You know, he's my son. So I like the contact from people that say they're thinking of me. So
Kim, what if Morgan just had this conversation that we're having right now, like going to the friend and saying, I want to be there for you, but I don't know what to do.
I think it would be a great conversation, and, you know, maybe she, you know, she might be different. She might not want to talk about it every day, but...
Right. It gets her to open up a little bit.
Absolutely. And not to think that he's forgotten also, you know?
Right.
So that's just my opinion, and
well, thank
people
you, Kim.
Send me quotes and all that, and it's nice to, you know...
Kim, thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm so sorry to hear about what you're dealing with right now.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope that things get better soon. That's 8 months ago. That's too soon.
Very soon, yes.
Who do we have here? Let's see. This is Misty in Lorraine. Misty, good morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell Morgan this morning?
Well, I was in your friend's position. I actually lost my fiance, and I had a 1-year-old.
Oh.
And I was actually all the way in Texas, you know, and like my friends and family, like my closest friends, like my best friend was all the way up here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to know, I mean, just what you're doing is fine, you know, just still doing the day-to-day same stuff, texting her, you know, checking on her. That just lets her know, you know, that things aren't going to change, you know, that like you're still there. Mm. Like it's, you just need to stay constant, you know, and just
Misty,
be there for her.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Now, when you were going through that, and of course you're still going through that, you know, in a different kind of way, but did you feel like your friends were scared to reach out to you, or maybe you lost touch with people because of what happened?
Really, it was more the people that were in Texas, like near me, that seemed more scared. Like, I don't know if it was just because they were face to face. I mean, like, it seemed like my distant friends were more there for me, you know, so it was weird. I mean, but really, like, it was my best friend that was in Ohio that mm-hmm. was, I mean, but we had known each other for like over 10 years.
Right.
So.
All right. Misty, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you, Misty.
All right. Take care. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still feel like I'm going to probably overthink. But I do think that maybe having the direct conversation with her might do me some good of just saying, like, what do you need from me? Like, please, because I mean, I've told her so much, like, if you ever need anything, please let me know. Like, don't hesitate. And so maybe I could just leave it at that and continue to be there for her and maybe wait for her to open that door too, to where if she wants to talk about it, she knows that she can talk about it with me. You know what I mean? And I do want to go down and see her soon. I want to give her some time, but I'm thinking of maybe going to spend a weekend with her in the summertime.
I think that'll be good.
Yeah.
I think that'll be great.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thanks, Bill, and thanks to everybody. I know, like I said, it's not like the typical silly things that we talk about, but I do feel a little bit better.
No, I'm glad that we could talk about it because I want you to feel better about this.
Yeah.
And in a related note, did you know you could send emojis on the text machine? I had no idea. Someone,
I didn't either.
Someone sent you all red hearts.
I see that.
I didn't know that you could. I thought it was just text. I didn't know we could get emojis.
I didn't know that either.
That's going to get dangerous.
Yeah.
The kind of texts that are going to come in here.
We'll keep it with the hearts for now.
I don't want to see any eggplants.
No eggplants, please.
I think we should skip Hollywood Dirt. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset about that decision.
Okay, we're going to skip Hollywood Dirt. We'll bring it back next hour. We've got Battle of the Burbs on the way in less than 10 minutes. Matchbox 20 tickets on the way after 8 this morning. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of our family. It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Call now to play Battle of the Burbs, 216-474-0104. Powered by Window Genie of Cleveland West. Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs. on Q104.
I see all of our contestants. Morgan is ready with your four questions, so let's play.
We have Middleburg Heights, Menor, Berea, and Strongsville getting ready to rep for their city. Let's kick things off in Middleburg Heights this morning. It's Bonnie, our first contestant. Good morning, Bonnie.
Bonnie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, friend?
I'm fantastic.
Bonnie, you have four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one to get your city its fourth win. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Question number one. Snooki was made famous from what MTV reality show?
Jersey Shore.
That is correct. Question number two. Where in California is Disneyland located?
Los Angeles.
It's not Los Angeles. Let's go to Laura in Mentor. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
City of Mentor has 17 wins. We're going for 18. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Question number one. Snooki was made famous from what MTV reality show?
Jersey Shore.
Where in California is Disneyland located?
Anaheim.
That is correct. Question number three. The Guardians kick off their season tonight. Who do they play?
Seattle.
That is correct for the win. This one's tough. Question number four. What part of the brain deals with hearing and language? What lobe?
Temporal.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Laura, you're smarter than us. That's for sure.
I thought you were done for, Laura.
I did, too. I thought we were going to have to go a couple rounds.
I'm a neuro nurse, so there you go.
It was meant to be.
Absolutely. Today is your lucky day. Laura, congratulations. That's win number 18 for the city of Menor. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Oh, I love it.
It's time to overshare.
Hey, so Mom.
Yeah, it can be something juicy, embarrassing, or even life-changing. Step into our confessional, the Cleveland Confessional on the Q Morning Show.
Confess and get it off your chest. You will feel better.
It's good for the soul.
I promise. Laura from Fairview Park is on with us today. Laura, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead with your confession.
Okay, so I'm really sick of the kids in my family and my friends. They just keep asking me for money for their stupid fundraisers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it's just like nonstop. It's, you know, track, cheerleading, basketball, baseball, Girl Scouts. It's like, I can't already. Like, leave me alone with your fundraisers. I can't.
Yeah. Usually around this time, you got all the spring sports starting right now. So all the spring sports are asking you for money. Yeah, I get it.
You know, the problem is I feel like I'm sort of enabling it. And, you know, whenever they ask me for money or to donate, I'm like, oh my gosh, totally, like, send over what you have, like, let me see it, of course I'll help you out, you know. And I give them my email address and whatever, and then I get these email reminders saying like, hey, like, you still have time, help us, like, reach our goal. And I just, you know, I get these emails and I just feel like so guilty. But, you know, then I just delete them.
Yeah. Delete the email and you forget about it.
You're not helping anyone raise anything.
No, I can't do it. You know, I have my own money problems. And plus, like, if it's a school, like, I don't understand. Why are they, like, they have to have these fundraisers for? Like, why am I paying taxes then? Like, I just don't get it. Why don't these teams have enough money for anything? Like, if they can't afford to compete, like, just get rid of, like, just stop.
Oh, gosh.
That's it.
So you tell your friends and family that, sure, you'll help them, but then you don't help them. Does anybody ever call you out on this?
Sometimes, like, if, you know, if a family member, I'll like, make something up, like, oh, yeah, like, my card number didn't go through or something like that. And it's just, it's bad. Or sometimes they'll be, like, a little, like, anonymous section, and I'll just be like, oh yeah, like, I already did, I just, like, didn't put my name, and I chose the anonymous option.
Oh, so the lying
continues.
You're
lying.
I'm just lying.
Lies on top of lies.
It's so bad. I can't anymore. It's just too much.
I understand the guilty feeling, though, because it's like there is always some type of fundraiser going on. And like I view myself as a giving person. I always want to give something. But it's like after the 10th one, you're like, I have nothing left to give to you.
Of course. Yeah. It's everyone. I'm just giving and giving and giving. Like, when does it stop?
All right, Laura, 216-474-0104. If you have thoughts on what Laura is saying, if you have any suggestions. Otherwise, we'll just thank you for the confession, Laura. And, well, summer's coming soon. Hopefully you'll get a break from all this.
Thank you.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill Ryan.
Oh, buddy. It starts tonight, doesn't it?
Guardians.
Is that how the song goes?
I think so, doesn't it?
I have no idea.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah. Are you going to stay up and watch?
No way.
Absolutely not. 10 o'clock? Are you kidding me?
Can't do it.
Cannot do it.
As much as I'd like to be there for the first pitch of the season, just not happening with a 10-10 game in Seattle. I don't understand why Seattle, every opening day game should be in the afternoon. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that.
Yeah, I mean, especially when it's East Coast versus West Coast.
Sure. I mean, there's people I'm sure would love to tune in. Even if it was a 1 o'clock game, it would be a 4 o'clock game.
Right.
If it was a 4 o'clock game,
seven.
It'd be a 7 o'clock game.
That would be
for
ideal.
For us, right?
Yeah.
Is that how time zones work?
They're being selfish. They want people to show up because it's going to be a night game. It's going to be fun, whatever. And then, you know, here in Cleveland, we're not going to be able to stay up and watch it.
You're possibly right. I'm reading this survey. And now I'm wondering if anybody in Cleveland that lives in Cleveland flew to Seattle just to watch tonight's game. Because I'm reading the survey where they interviewed sports fans. And it says that fans will, to go see their favorite team, they'd be willing to travel 5 hours and 48 minutes for a game. That's a very specific answer.
Yeah.
And time. Hours and 48 minutes.
I'm sorry. If the game's not in Cleveland, I'm not going.
I think 5 hours and 48 minutes would cover the continental U.S., most of it, anyway. And then it says over a third have planned a vacation based on where or when your favorite team is playing.
No.
I've done that.
No.
I did that Oakland trip last year,
yeah.
The San Francisco trip.
That's true.
And I went to go see the Guardians. I went there specifically to watch the Guardians play the Oakland A's.
You did?
Yeah.
Must be a guy thing.
I mean, that was part of the trip. I mean, we obviously explored San Francisco.
Yeah, but you didn't pick that location just because the Guardians were going to be playing there, right?
That was it was down to Seattle or San Francisco, and I chose San Francisco.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, if the Guardians weren't going to play there, chances are I wouldn't have gone to that city.
But what if they lose?
Do you feel like you planned
your whole vacation to watch them lose?
No, it's part of the experience.
Okay. I'm not doing it. Sorry. I'm going to the beach and the beach only.
Listen to this. Nearly half of sports fans have traveled to another country to see a game.
No.
Now, you might experience this with being married to David. Isn't that right? Won't he want to travel across the pond to go watch soccer
at some point? Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever watched soccer in England?
No. It's on our bucket list, though, and I honestly can't believe that we haven't because when David was in England last year, he lived walking distance from the Fulham Stadium, which is his favorite team. It just wasn't in season whenever I was there, so trust me. I mean, he's going back in a week, so he's already looking forward to going to lots of Fulham games.
See, that is on my bucket list for my next milestone birthday. I want to watch Arsenal play in London.
London is the best. It is truly the most magical city. I love it. You would love it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There you go.
Years and years away. Okay, so go Guardians. We'll talk about you tomorrow morning, and we'll tell everybody the score, but we're not going to be watching tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry.
Home opener a week from tomorrow, though. That's pretty awesome. Hollywood Dirt Sheet, we'll get to that next. It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.